You are listening to BensTorah.com.
You know what I would have done? This is the Tzlach's Kasha. No, I would have made a second order. What's wrong with that? What? So do it before. So do it. So what? They could have figured this out. So they could have figured it out. That's the problem. But why didn't they? They could have figured it. Just like you push off certain things, right? You have to push off certain things that Pesach should. You have to make sure Pesach. This year is pretty close. Pesach is kemat before right, spring, right, or something like that. All right, we're a little. The reasons that you go ahead make a second. They should have made a second other. They could have realized. They should have realized. What? That's the Tzlach's Kasha. What? They couldn't.
Maaber
is a maaber. Why not? You're maaber a chodesh for different reasons. Not maaber a chodesh. No, it could be no. They could have what? I'm sorry. Right, so they could have done something to make it a day later. That's a tzlach's kasha. Okay, that's one kasha. Another kasha is the following.
Were they some
kasha
in Syria?
Yeah, they were. Are you Meir Bayan Rav? They were Makadish.
So how did they know they were in the Shabbos?
No, we know it's going to be. Yeah. You see, it's going to be. So make sure whatever you have to do it. Be Ma'abed or Shana, whatever it is. Do it to make sure it doesn't happen. That's all. What? So make false Eidim. You can have false Eidim. You're allowed to have false. So don't. So have to get two guys to say this and that. Whatever it is, or be ma'abed shana. So be ma'abed shana. Whatever it was, whatever the situation was, they could have. That's Tzlach's Kasha. That's what Tzlach says. Okay.
It's
not like
once in 100 years.
What?
It's not like once in 100 years
the
situation.
Yeah. And
the whole
dayer forgot. Oh, that's another. We'll get to that. One second. Now, I need another. Okay. Gemara. Yeah, they do. Okay, so let's. Why do we say Tzitkoscha on Shabbos? What? David HaMelech. Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yosef.
That's the best reason. I told you once the story with the Kloisenberg. Kloisenberg was giving a shiur. Gemara has a shaila. Do you say Alanisim in Birkas HaMazon? The guy got so upset. He says, "What, Rabbi? What kind of shaila is this? Look at the siddur. It says so." Okay, thank you. Daf Lamed, it says like this. It's also Gemara. It's a Gemara in Basra, as far as the Gemara itself. Tosis is a Hermenachus. It says, Amar of Gidl, Amar of Shmoyne Psukim, the last eight Psukim of the Torah, Yochid Kaira Eisim be basic Nesis. Now, Machlak Sushan, what that means, but Pashat, the words mean you don't need a tzibur. You can, a Yochid could read it. Interesting. That's a different halach. Why? The Lake Rab Shim, the Sani, Vyamas, the last eight Psukim starts, Vyamas Sham Moshe Evid Hashem. Efsha Moshe Chai Vikosa, Vyamas Sham Moshe, Elaat Khan Kosav Moshe. Mekan v'heilech kosav Yeshua ben Nun. Yeshua ben Nun wrote the last eight psukim. V'yom Shem Moshe Yeshua ben Nun. Amar Rav Shimon Efsha Sefer Torah Chosa Oisachas. You tell me the last eight psukim Moshe ben Nun wrote the Ksiv L'Korach Sefer Torah Zeh. V'samta Moshe told the Levim you wrote 13 Sefer Torahs and put it away. Ela At Kana Kadosh Baruch Hu Oimer U'Moshe. Oimer v'koisiv, koisiv oimer v'koisiv, different gisos. Mekan v'heilach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu oimer, Moshe koisiv bedema. And Moshe wrote with tears. Doesn't mean he was crying, Does it mean he wrote with the Etzem Tears? That's also the Goyen. Get a chance to look up the Goyen. What Dema means? It means it was mixed up. It means it meant something else. What? He wrote? Well, it's with an ayin. I don't know such a pshat. Could be there's a pshat. I don't know. Dema's with an ayin here. Kemosha could be. I don't remember. Kemosha Nema. I'm going to bring the psuk. Zoktoisis. Masha Neugen Loimat Sidik Adim B'Shabbos B'Mincha. Pirush Rab Sar Shalom Goyen. Al Shenifta Moshe Rabbeinu B'Oysa Shah. Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta Mincha on Shabbos. Lefikach Nimnu. So every Shabbos we say Tzidik Adin because of Moshe. You're not off. Some say you say three times because Yosef and Tzal and David. That's the three tzitkoskos, but over here, Tosis brings us Mabsashom, the Goinim, that it was Moshe Benu, Mishum Darminim, Chochem Shemes, Gemara says, Moit Kotten, Kol Betar Midrash Shabbi Betel. So as we know, there's a lacha, I think it's a Ramah, I'm not sure if it's Shulchan Aruch, that you shouldn't be Koveya based Medrash, Mincha time by Shabbos. I mean, doesn't mean the place can say, it doesn't mean you don't learn, but you're not Koveya, Shir. But a kuponim because chacham shemei. So it comes out Moshe was nifter on Shabbos. The kasha according to this Rapsar Shalom Goy. The kasha the haksiv ben meya ve'esem shana anoichi hayoyim. Moshe says v'dashinin. We know the Gemara dashes hayom malu yomai shnoisai. Today was his birthday. That means it was Zayin Adar. That means when he said it was the day he was nifter. So that means Zayin Adar was on Shabbos. V'im meis, v'im b'Shabbos meis, im kein kosav hayoyim me'erev Shabbos. He can't write the Sefer Torah on Shabbos. How can he write the Sefer Torah on Shabbos? Must have been erev Shabbos. V'yesh v'tmoyat, so then it's shver. Because he wrote v'yamas, not on the day that he died. And Reb Shimon says, doesn't want that. Reb Shimon lo b'yma, the pasuk lo b'yma, ala osid. That was Reb Shimon's whole kasha. V'oid kasha, so listen to this. The Beseda Oilam Mashma, the Beshiva Ba'ada Shemes Moshe Ba Erev Shabbos Oyer. In Seda Oilam, it's Mashu was not Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Why? Diktani, now remember, they went into Eretz Yisrael when in Nissan, right? Now, right before Pesach, Diktani, Achar Pesach Be'etzim Vishnayim, right? Sivavu Esair. They went around Yericho, right? Yericho, they came into Yericho. They went around seven times. That's why we do seven times by Hashanah Rabbah, Zechel Yericho. So, Sivavu Asa'ir, Kol Anshim Choma, Hekav Pamachas, Vahi B'yayim Hashmi, V'yashkimu Babayker. Rabbi Yitzchak, this is a Chazal, Seyd Olam. Seyd Olam is written, is Brises, written by B'yayim Ben Chalafta. The Gemara quotes it a few times. Rabbi Yitzchak, Yom Shabbos Hoya. So it means like this, if it was a Shabbos, so that means when was the 22nd? Let's figure it out. If the 22nd they started.
22nd of other?
Of other, no, of Nissan, they started going around. That's Sunday, right? 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, right? So that means the 28th was a Shabbos. You got that? It says in Seder Olam, the first day they went around was the 22nd. The seventh day was a Shabbos. So if you start, that means Sunday they started. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That means Shabbos was 28. Oh, Zoktoisvis. V'ashem Mesubim of Beis Imken Yom Shvisha Shabbos was Chav Ches Nissen Oya. Right? Go back, Chav Ches Nissen. It's like this. What's this year? Same thing. Right, your Dalet is Shabbos. Right, so you go back. When was Zayin Adar?
Friday,
like by us this year. That's what Tais comes out. Umeduchav Ches Benitzin Shabbos Shavas Shiva Ba'Adar Erev Shabbos. All right, whatever it is, Tais says Shvander on the Psasham going. So Tais can go into different terutzim in what is on the gears right now. But upon him that year, it says in Seyd Olam, when was Pesach?
It was Shabbos.
Er Pesach.
Er Pesach was
Er Pesach. and they were makriv a carbon. That's Pesach Gilgal. So if Pesach Gilgal is Shabbos, you see that they were Doicha Shabbos. What's the Shaila of Bnei Pseira?
Yeah, 3 years
What?
3 years passed in between. They didn't know.
2 years passed in between.
More than a few years, but they should.
The Gala happened 20 years ago. What? The Gala happened 20 years before. The Pesach was 15 years before.
It happened. But anyway, it's Mefurish in this over here. I mean, they had to say the island. They should have known this. That's what? Why? Well, 1 second. So, what's the difference about that place? Oops. So therefore, it's Deicha Shabbos. Okay. Let's start. Let's. What other Pesach did they bring before that?
Nothing.
What? No.
One more.
Pesach Midbar. They brought one Pesach in the Midbar, right? They brought Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Midbar. Oh, when was that? So if you look at the Gemara in Shabbos, Pesach with Beis, so Gemara says that it's Rashi Chumash brings it that Oisi Yaim that they brought up the Mishkan was Noitel Asara Taurus Rishon Ladis Rishon Aleph Nissan that year was on Sunday. Right, Rishon Lemaisa Brachus, Rishon did that. Gemara brings, we have a Shabbos here. Yeah, let's read. It's Gemara in a few places. Rashi brings it also. Yeah. V'yibu Chodesh Rishon b'Shana Shenis, second year be'Echad l'Chodesh. Hukam a Mishkan, right? Hukam a Mishkan. Tana Oitzi Yom Natal Esar Taurus. Rishon Lamaisa Brachus, Rishon Lasim, Rishon Lakuna, Rishon of this, Rishon of that, meaning it was Aleph Nissen. And we know that's the whole story of Pesach Sheni. That's how Pesach Sheni evolved, right? Came out because of that. That means Rosh Chodesh Nissen was Sunday. That means Pesach was Sunday, 2 weeks later. That means Erev Pesach, and they bought a Karm Pesach. Now, so first of all, like this, why didn't they bring up, anybody remember, why didn't they bring up all the 40 years? A carbon Pesach. What? What? So, is there a kedusha in here? I'm sorry. Just a chumash also. What? Yeah, kedusha. You have square. Thank you. Let's see the right. What we just read. Thank you. Right. So if you look, the Sefer B'midbar starts off, V'edab Hashem Moshe B'midbar Sina B'ol Moed Be'echad L'Chodesh Hashem. Right? Echad L'Chodesh Hashem means year, the first day of year. Right? In Perek Tes, in Parshas Balaischa, it starts over here like this. Here. V'edab Hashem Moshe B'midbar Sinai B'shona Hashenis Letzeis Ma'etzayim B'chodesh Harishin Chodesh Harishin Leimar Zokto Rashi Parsha Shebresha Sefer Lo Nemra Ad Iyer. This was Iyer and this is Nissan. It's out of order. So what do we answer? It says L'madato She'ein Seida Muktam U'mucha B'teira V'lama Lo Pasach B'zu. So why didn't it start with this? Right, so Poshit Lan is that even though ain't Mukta Matayra, but Lama. So there's a famous Chaim Volozhin, they say, Lama is really a Reisha Tevis that the printers put in. Ulafi Medrash Hagada. The Lama is Vilafi Medrash Hagada. Okay, but whatever it is, Rashi asks, why is it out of order? Lama Lapat Neshu Gnusan Shel Yisrael Shekol Abayim Shana Shahoyi Soba Midbar. Lohikrivu ela Pesach zeh. All 40 years, the only mark of this Pesach. So Tosis in Kedushin quotes this Rashi, right? Rashi, Tosis in...
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Yeah. So this is an interesting, look, different type of Gemara. All right. The headings are like, all right, whatever. The... Tosfos says Piyashas Balaisi brings this Rashi. Vim Taima V'Lama Lo Yikrivu. Why weren't they makruv? יש להם את הספיר הקטן עד האחד, אבל שכל מקום שלהם ביה, אין אחר ירושה וישיבה, right? It's only after ירושה וישיבה, right? ואם תאמה, אם כן, איך הקריבו גם פסח זו, וגם עושה פסח שעשו בימי ישוע, קודם שנח ושנח לכל הארץ. What you see from here, Karban Pesach, it's not only Toloi in Eretz Yisrael, Kortes Mandama, it's Toloi in the 14 years of Shekiv Shuva Chilku. So A, why did they bring a Pesach in the Midbar? B, is why did they go ahead and bring a Pesach in Gilgal? That's the Kasha. So Ketayis says, Yeshleim Asha Asu Api Adibar. They tackle a potter, but the Baruch Shem told to them. So is that a reason to be Doche Shabbos too? Yeah, if you tell me Alpi Adib, it's not Mashwa.
Yeah, Hashem tells you to do it.
Yeah, so that means it's because of Shabbos. So there's another Teretz though, that's the problem. V'yesh Loimah, so first of all, like this. When I was in, right before I got married, I was Elul, I was in Chaim Berlin, a little before I got married in Kislev. So a few days before my, and those days stores were not open like 10 o'clock at night. It was 9 to 5. That was the, so I went to my Crown Heights. That's where I lived. Chaim Berlin was then Flatbush. And I bought a pair of shoes. I had to, you need shoes for your chasana. So Baron Zalzagazun came over me the next day. So we wear your second Seder. I said, I had to buy shoes. You know, there was no online. There was no nothing. You know, I don't buy shoes online anyway. I know maybe it works. I don't know. But anyway, so he told me this. He says, Gnusin Shul Yisrael. He says, what's the gnos? He says, they should have been in Eretz Yisrael. The Tosfos says, what's the gnos? They should have been in Eretz Yisrael. If they wouldn't have done the Chet HaMeraglim, or Chet HaEgel, according to Tosfos, Rashi, they would have been in Eretz Yisrael. He says, Ein Hachanami, Anoinus is not the nicest thing anyway. You know, he caught himself. It was nice Teretz, but you know. Back upon him, so Tosfos says, Yesh Loim HaShos, Bim Toima, Kivin Shem in Adin, Lo Hayolem Lassos, Magnus, okay, they couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. The Baruch Shem didn't let them, but if they wouldn't have done the Chet HaMeraglim, they would have gone into Eretz Yisrael right away. Moral adds a little knechted in Baal Yisra. He said, an oinus is nishkan shein azach. You know, an oinus, it's nishkan shein azach, he said. But the guy says, why didn't you do this mitzvah? I was an oinus. He says, oh, okay, it doesn't mean, you get points for being an oinus.
From a teretz habakunish.
The what?
From a teretz
habakunish. Right, exactly. Oh, then Tois says a different teretz. Oid yesh loimar. The Eidez Amandamo argues it doesn't have to be a bias aretz. Lama lo hasu. Yesh loimar rubam areilim. It's probably the gazach. Like you said, they were areilim. So it's not Alpi Dibur. So if it's not Alpi Dibur, why was Doche Shabbos? So you're right. If it's Alpi Dibur, so the Baruch Shem told him to do it on Shabbos. But if it's not Alpi Dibur, you have a shtickle problem. You see, it was Doche Shabbos. Okay? You'll say, but Bnei Pseira held this way, that way. But it's still a good kash for Shabbos to go to Trush. Right? You still have to deal with this kash. But anyway, so that's the kash we have. Then, like Rav Meir said, they ask, didn't they have a seat in the... It's not so uncommon. Bnei Pseira were not 5 years old. Right, they were not 10 years old. They were, Mestama had seen a Pesach Shechal Yis B'Shabbos. What did they do the years beforehand, before they went to see him? That's another kasha. Then you have, David sort of mentioned it, but it's not exactly. You can get around Shabbos. You can have Shnayim Shasu, two people Shech together. Right, we know that the din is Shnayim Shasu is Potter, right? It's Potter. Well, but it's still Potter. What?
They did a
two
people.
What? Right. They should have been matter. It's a shvus b'mikdash. Why not? Okay. This kasha the Mayan Chochme asked. Okay. Yeah. The Mayan Chochme asked. So, what? The din is Shnayim Shasu? I don't know. The Gemara talks about two people a shech together. What?
Somebody's pulling at the wrong
good. So do it in a way we're not. I don't know. I guess not. The Gemara talks about Shnayim by Shechita specifically.
Is that a lechatchila or Shnayim Sheshachtu? Is that a lechatchila or b'di'evit?
Why not? What's, why not? Why is it b'di'evit? Why should it be b'di'evit?
That's what's he doing.
But it's not
a choice,
right? Why not? That's the Mayan. Okay, so we have kashas that you agree with, you don't agree with. They're kashas. They're good questions. They're good, something to deal with. All right. So we'll start off with the following: the Gemara Kedusha. We'll say out the Gemara Kedusha outside. Gemara has a shaila: Hani Kahani Shluchei Derachmana. Shluchei didan or shluchei omar. These kahanim, right? The kahanim would do the avida in the Beis Hamikdash. Are they our shluchim? Or just like let's say moyel is your shliach, you get a moyel to be the shliach to do bris mila and so forth. There's then shlichus. So shlichus, like the kahanim, are your shluchim to bring your carbon, bring your carbon, and therefore since they're your shluchim, right? So the Gemara in the Durham talks about the nafkamina legabe the din of mudaba na. If you're mudaba na from this koyin, then he can't be your shliach. Or shluched rachmana. Shluched rachmana means, no, it means is your mitzvah is to bring a carbon. You give it to the Beis Hamikdash, and the Beis Hamikdash will take care of it. We're not your shluchim, right? You're not technically your shluchim. Just has to be done. The mitzvah is to make sure it's done. I'll just give you a marshal. Pashtus, when a shliach bezdin, we've said over here, goes ahead and he executes someone, right? I don't like to use the word the henchman, but the executioner. The Rashba says he could be a guy, he could be an akum. He doesn't have to be a yid, right? Why? Because the mitzvah is bezdin has to make sure that the person gets misa. So what's the difference? Who did the misa? It's not a shliach. It's called shliach bezdin. It means he's designated. It means he's a messenger. Right, you could technically do certain things with an akum also, with a pigeon, as right, if it doesn't need shlichus, right? Like we've mentioned many times, to build a micah, you don't need a yid to build a micah. You can have an akum build a micah too, right? Even though it's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is not in the building. So the mitzvah is over here to bring a carbon. And then that's Gemara Shaila. Are they shluchei didan or the shluchei rachmana? So the Gemara says they're and it doesn't really mean shlichas. Even though Shloime Eger and Ksubas understands it like they're mamash shluchim rabbein shem. But again, in Rishayim bring a Yushalmi that we're shluchim of the rabbein shem, right? Like we're the shluchim to do mitzvahs. Shekin shanu b'mitzvahs. Rabbein shem has to make done the mitzvahs, and the shluchim the mitzvahs are the shluchim to be done. Doesn't mean dinei shlichas, David. Okay. So the Gemara comes out that the Kahanim are not shluchei didan, they're shluchei derachmana. Why? Because since we can't do the avaida, a zar can't do avaida, something that you can't do, your shliach can't do for you. In other words, if your shliach, if you don't have the power to do something, meaning not the pshat, mila, I don't know how to do mila. You could do mila, just don't have the knowledge how to do it. You don't have the skill how to do it. But if I do, you could do mila. It doesn't mean anything. Right? It's Taisus Yeshanim and Erevin says, well, there's a shita in Taisus that when a person writes a get, the sofer is shliach. The sofer is shliach. So it says, what if a guy Rachmanson who has no hands wants to divorce his wife? Is that called somebody who can't do it? I mean, Pashas would say he could, but he just has a physical impediment. But where does this come up with? So I'm going to give you a marshal, which many Achrayim, Reb Shimon, and Reb Chanan argue on this. But just to bring out the point, for instance, Ksiva Sefer Torah. If the mitzvah is to write a Sefer Torah, right? The mitzvah is to write a Sefer Torah. How do we mekayim that mitzvah? I'm not talking about Bezmana. You want to be mekayim the mitzvah of Sefer Torah. How do you mekayim it? You get a Sefer to write it for you, right? You've been to writing the Sefer Torah. The Sefer says to you, I'll be your shliach to write it. Right? You say, I'm a shliach. Right? Most of us are afraid to write, we don't do good, so you make a shliach. Sam, you want to tell him the story with the Pnei Menachem? Okay, yeah. I'll say it over, okay, if you don't mind. Okay, well, the Pnei Menachem, somebody told the Pnei Menachem a story with the B'Kiv Eger,
what they found a Sefer Torah once in the garbage dump, Shem Yachim. And they were misopic. Maybe in the old days, you've seen a lot of newspapers. People used to, Goyim used to write Sefer Torahs because it was a money-making. You know, right? Somebody told me once that, it could be to the Mefer Zdov from Neid Behuda, where they told the Neid Behuda they could teach a Akum Torah. So they taught a kid, Mamashvah learned, and he came to the Neid Behuda and Rabbi says he's an Akum. So he didn't chuckle when he said over the Shtikl Torah. Oh, he chuckles. I just, so, what?
Rabbi Huda gave up a Torah, and he threw a guy out. And later on, it was a Galuch. And they asked what Rabbi Huda did, and said, how's it possible? This Galuch. So the Kasha was Teres. And you know he was a Galuch. He said, someone who said such a Kasha, such a Teres.
Very good. So anyway, so they asked Rabbi Kivega. So Kivega looked and says, it's kosher. He says, how do you know? He says, take a look at the last 50 letters. The minute you saved the last 50, 100 letters, they're all different letters. Says, Araya, that they were Mekayim the minig. So when Rabbi Menachem heard this story, he said right away, it's a new pshat in the Yerushalmi, minig Yisrael Torah. We have a minig Yisrael. It makes a kosher safer Torah.
But anyway, Rebbe told that over.
Who?
Sender Teichman and his brother.
Yeah.
Were
Olav Shalom.
Over in Los Angeles.
Ah. He told him this story.
Went there. He was there. He told that story at the Achmas. He's the one who told me. At the Achmas paper of his for his son. He lost a son in an auto accident.
Who? Yes, sure. Rabbi Yehuda.
For his.
Not a car accident. A Eged bus at Nebuchadnezzar.
And a very small crowd, and he was asked if they were very close to
that. He told this story. Yeah, it's printed, this story. Okay, very good story.
Yeah.
So anyway, as a woman, the bottom line, as a woman, chayev and ksiva sefer Torah. Oh, so some want a tanya because they're not chayev to learn. The Shagasai goes through that. What? So, let her get a... So the Shagasai brings a sefer mitzvah that women are potters. He goes into why. It's a mitzvah shein as my grandma. Are you want to tell me that Rav David did not have to learn? It's tamei mitzvahs mechatesi. So he says because she can't write a sefer Torah called sheish nebekshuyash mekseva. I let her make a shliach. So that's what the achrenim say. I mean, chesrinah beisalevi. If she can't do it, how could she have a shliach? Right? That's where you use that gemara lemais. Okay, good. That's where gemara comes out. So now, we know in a carbon, there are four voidus, right? Four basic steps. You have to shech the carbon, you have to mekabel the dam, you have to be meilach the dam, and you have to be zerk the dam. Then afterwards, you have achila, katara, but that's basic, the voidus. So in Tshuvas Neidah Bihud, there's a whole big machloikus in Dinei Shlichus. There was a big goyin from the Goyne Adar. Is not as well known as the Neubiyudim of Kivayger, the Beis Ephraim, or Bitzel Hamburg. I think he was a mechutn with the Beis Ephraim, I'm not sure. So in there, he says, Amayudik a chiddush. What's his chiddush? He says like this, that the Gemara says that Shechita is not called an Avoida. Shechita is not called Avoida. So Tyson Yuma says, why? Because Shechita is Kshera bizarre. Only Mikabal of a Helich. It says the Gemara Dashans, Rashi and Chumash brings it. Mikabal of a Halach is Bnei Aaron. Right? Mikabal of a Halach is Bnei Aaron. So he says like this that even though the Gemara comes out, Hani Kahani Lav, they're not our Shluchim, the Shluchim Dachmana, that's the Gabi Davoidis, but the Gabi Shechita Itainas, they are our Shluchim, because we could do it ourselves, right? In fact, if you want to, you could. Right? In the Mishnayos Vachem, it says an Ishak could shecht even, right? That's the beginning of Chulin brings. What do you mean an Ishak can't shecht Chulin? She could shecht Kodshim. But the point is, the Kahanim, it seems from the Gemara's in Yevam is interesting, that the Enochanami, the Kahanim used to do it, but they don't have to. Zara's Shechita's Kshayr Bizar. So then he's called a shef. That's what Bitzel's, and the Rebbe Yehuda argues, and he wants to tie up. Once you know the other three, you don't. But that's what Bitzel, we're going with this mahalach, that as far as shechita, they are our shluchim. Okay? Now, I want to get to at least the next step, and you'll hear in a minute why. So now, based on that, we know there's a Gemara in Kedushin also, the Gemara says that, how do you know Shlucha Shaloidam Kamaisai? Right, let's read the Gemara. Gemara says, where's the... What? That's one. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, V'shachtu Oisai Amar Bishu Ben Koch. Menayin Shlucha Shaloidam Kamaisai. Shenema V'shachtu Oisai Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. Bein Arbay. V'chi Kol Akol Kulan Sheikhtin V'lo Eina Sheikhet Ela Echad. Okay, el mekan sheshlucha shel adam kemoisei. Right, I need other pesukim. You actually want to come and go through that, but this is one of it. So pashas you see from here, nachrayim say this that shchitas haPesach has to go through shlichas. You need shlichas by shchitas haPesach. Okay, good, very good. So since you need shlichas, and like the Bitzel says, you could do shlichas. Memela, there's a din of shlichas on the current Pesach. I'm supposed to shecht, and whoever does the shechita for me, could be a kohen, is my shliach. It's a regular din shlichas. Okay? Comes along, and that's why I would stop here, but I have to say at least who's going to say the next thing, because it's his yard site today. Sam, who's yard site? Sam. The Chedush Arim. It's his yard site today. What?
Yeah, okay, I know the other.
You're like a toy bedvar mishnah by you. All right, it's today's day, I'm sure he knows. Today is the Chedush Rim's yard site. So Chedush Rim says, a Meirdik a Chiddush. And we'll have to continue that next. What's this Chiddush? In the Midbar, there was a problem. Why? They didn't have Shechita in the Midbar. We'll start with one man in the Gemara in Chulin. What? They did Nechira, Basa Nechira. So if the whole reason someone could be a Shliach is because Shechita's Ksher Bazar, there was no, it's like this, Karbonus always had to be shechted. When they brought Kabbanas in the Midbar, they always shechted. But we, will first go with the first mandam, did not have the din of shechita. If we didn't have the din of shechita, melawat, if we didn't have shechita, how could we make a shliach to do that?
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.